The representatives of the government and the opposition, who spoke to the press on Friday, presented differing views of why the talks have not made progress. The spokesperson for the Syrian opposition delegation, Louay Safi, said on Wednesday his delegation submitted a proposal on a political solution and to what he called transition to democracy.
This proposal is on the table now. The regime has not submitted any other proposal about transition to democratic practice, away from dictatorship, away from bloodshed, away from imposition of the people in power on the population. We hope to receive positive response. We haven't received anything yet. Probably we are going to pause for a while to see whether the regime is going to engage again in a political solution.
Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mektad said his delegation came to Geneva to implement a declared Syrian position on the resolution of the crisis. He said his delegation was willing to discuss the issue of the transitional governing body once an agreement had been reached on fighting terrorism in Syria.
I think those who do not give a chance for discussion and agreement on combating terrorism are definitely not part of the Syrian people and contradict with the wishes and aspirations of the Syrian people. And we want to continue our discussions until we reach an agreement on this point, because this is crucial for the Syrian people. And those who claim to represent Syrians should be committed to stopping bloodshedding in Syria.
The UN Arab League envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, continues his efforts to get the two sides to move towards a common position on how to proceed with the resolution of the Syrian crisis. The Geneva communique, which, among other things, calls for a transitional government and an end to violence in Syria, has been recognized as the basis for the resolution of the crisis. Mr. Brahimi was asked if a lack of progress in implementing the communique means the Geneva II talks must be written off as a failure.
It's a measure of the difficulty of the situation and its complication that a document that was produced on the 30th of June 2012, we have just started discussing how we may perhaps implement it. So it is a very, very complicated subject. Failure is always staring at us in the face.
Mr. Brahimi said the United Nations will certainly not leave one stone unturned if there is a possibility to move forward. If there isn't, he added, the UN will say so. Derek Mbata, United Nations.